Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Memra by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Beis, the fifth parak, Ezehu Neshech. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Elazar derives his ruling that Ribbis Katsutza is refunded from the Pasuk, V'chai Achich Imach, so that your brother may live with you, teaching, Ahadale Kihechi Denechi, return it to him so he'll live. Rabbi Yochanan says this pasuk is darshan in a braisa discussing two people who are traveling, and only one had a flask of water. If both drink from it, they'll both die from thirst, but if one drinks it, he'll survive to reach a settlement. Ben Batua ruled, Mutav sheishtu shnei miyamusu, it's better that both should drink and die, while yira echem mehem b'misaso shechavero, and neither of them should see his fellow's imminent death. Rabbi Kiva Kematat v'chay echich imach teaches, chayecha kodim chayecha vercha, your own life takes precedence over your fellow's life, and the owner should drink all the water himself to survive. Point number two, a braisa proves that ribbis is refunded to the lender, contradicting Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The Gemara answers that it's a malchus tanaim in a braisa. Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov exempt the lender and guarantor from malchus for a loan with interest, because they are subject to a requirement to get up and do a positive mitzvah to rectify the violation. The Gemara assumes this means we force them to return the ribbis, rectifying the ribbis violation, and the Tanakama, who holds they do receive malchus, holds they're not required to fund the ribbis. The Gemara responds that it's possible that all hold like Rabbi Elazar that ribbis must be returned, but this would not rectify the violation, just as a borrower is liable without taking someone's money. Rather, the braisa means they tear up the shtar before collecting ribbis to avoid malchus. The Gemara explains that tanaim hold shtar ha'omed ligbos, a document awaiting collection is not considered collected yet, which explains that tanaim who exempt from malchus through destroying the shtar. The Tanakama holds summa milsihi, the placing of interest is itself a significant act which incurs malchus. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Beis taught as an example of tarbis, one who paid for wheat without receiving it, and the wheat's value increased. The buyer asked for the wheat to sell it and buy wine, and the lender offered to sell him wine worth the wheat's current value, but did not have wine then. The Gemara asks that another Mishnah permits purchasing produce in advance, even if the seller does not personally have it, once it's available at an established market price. Rabba's answer is rejected, and Abai explains the Mishnah based on a braisa. Yesh dvarim shehem mutarim, there are things which are technically permitted, v'asurim mifnei haramis ribbis, but are forbidden because they are an evasion of ribbis. Based on the braisa's example, the Mishnah would be where someone asked to borrow 30 denarim, and the lender said he did have money available to lend, but could lend wheat worth 30 denarim. The borrower who needed cash then sold the wheat to the lender for 25 denarim. If the lender collects money at the end, it's prohibited because it appears that the loan and sale were to evade ribbis. If the borrower gives him wine, it appears like a sale and is permitted. Rava proves from the Mishnah's language that this is not the Mishnah's case and explains it differently on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Elazar derives his ruling. The ribbis katsutza is refunded from the pasuk v'chai achich imach, so that your brother may live with you, teaching, ahadale kihechi denechi, return it to him so he will live. Rabbi Yochanan says this pasuk is darshan in a braisa discussing two people who are traveling, and only one had a flask of water. If both drink from it, they'll both die from thirst, but if one drinks it, he'll survive to reach a settlement. Ben Batua ruled, Mutav sheishtu shnei miyamusu, it's better that both should drink and die, while yira echem mehem b'misaso shechavero, and neither of them should see his fellow's imminent death. Rabbi Kiva Kematat v'chay echich imach teaches, chayecha kodim chayecha vercha, your own life takes precedence over your fellow's life, and the owner should drink all the water himself to survive. Point number two, a braisa proves that ribbis is refunded to the lender, contradicting Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. The Gemara answers that it's a malchus tanaim in a braisa. Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yezim and Yaakov exempt the lender and guarantor from malchus for a loan with interest, because they are subject to a requirement to get up and do a positive mitzvah to rectify the violation. The Gemara assumes this means we force them to return the ribbis, rectifying the ribbis violation, and the Tanakama, who holds they do receive malchus, holds they're not required to fund the ribbis. The Gemara responds that it's possible that all hold like Rabbi Elazar that ribbis must be returned, but this would not rectify the violation, just as a borrower is liable without taking someone's money. Rather, the braisa means they tear up the shtar before collecting ribbis to avoid malchus. The Gemara explains that tanaim hold shtar ha'omed ligbos, a document awaiting collection is not considered collected yet, which explains that tanaim who exempt from malchus through destroying the shtar. The Tanakama holds summa milsihi, the placing of interest is itself a significant act which incurs malchus. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Beis taught as an example of tarbis, one who paid for wheat without receiving it, and the wheat's value increased. The buyer asked for the wheat to sell it and buy wine, and the lender offered to sell him wine worth the wheat's current value, but did not have wine then. The Gemara asks that another Mishnah permits purchasing produce in advance, even if the seller does not personally have it, once it's available at an established market price. Rabba's answer is rejected, and Abai explains the Mishnah based on a brisa. Yesh dvarim shehem mutarim. There are things which are technically permitted, basurim mifnei haramas ribbis, but are forbidden because they are an evasion of ribbis. Based on the brisa's example, the Mishnah would be where someone asked to borrow 30 denarim, and the lender said he did have money available to lend, but could lend wheat worth 30 denarim. The borrower who needed cash then sold the wheat to the lender for 25 denarim. If the lender collects money at the end, it's prohibited because it appears that the loan and sale were to evade ribbis. If the borrower gives him wine, it appears like a sale and is permitted. Rava proves from the Mishnah's language that this is not the Mishnah's case and explains it differently on the next daf. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Beis, and our standard Siman is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island, who didn't share his one flask of water, was rushing to return the ribbis he took, relieved he wasn't getting malchus, as his rabbi who was on board told him he should not even do Haramas ribbis in the future. Once again, slow motion. The submarine admiral, that must be on Daf Samech Beis. The submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island, who didn't share his one flask of water, which reminds the Gemara brings a brisa discussing two people who were traveling and only one had a flask of water. If both drink from it, they'll both die from thirst, but if one drinks it, he'll survive to reach a settlement. Ben Matura ruled, Mutav Shiyishu Shneem Yamusu. It's better that both should drink and die, while Yira Echem Mehem B'Misasso Shachavero, and neither of them should see his fellow's imminent death. Rabbi Akiva came and taught that Chai Achichi Mach teaches Chayecha Kodim Chayecha Vercha. Your own life takes precedence over your fellow's life, and the owner should drink all the water himself to survive. So the submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island, who didn't share his one flask of water, was rushing to return the ribbis he took, relieved he wasn't getting malchus, which reminds us the Gemara brings malchus if the lender is exempt from malchus because of a kumase, because they are subject to a requirement to get up and do a positive mitzvah to rectify the violation. So the submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island, who didn't share his one flask of water, was rushing to return the ribbis he took, relieved he wasn't getting malchus, as his rabbi who was on board told him he should not even do haramas ribbis in the future. Which reminds us, Gemara brings a brisa which states, Yesh dvarim shehen mutarim. There are things which are technically permitted, va'asurim mifnei haramas ribbis, but are forbidden because they are an evasion of ribbis. So once again, the submarine admiral who stopped to pick up the lone survivor on a deserted island, who didn't share his one flask of water, was rushing to return the ribbis he took, relieved he wasn't getting malchus, as his rabbi who was on board told him he should not even do a ramas ribbis in the future. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Nun Ches. So the simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. The Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkoling he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo, that must be on Daf Nun Ches, Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. The Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkoling he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo and realized that now he would be required to take a shvu that he wasn't negligent, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is when the shkoling are sent with shluchim and are then lost or stolen, and the difference if they're lost before the Trumas Alishka or afterwards. So the Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkoling he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo and realized that now he would be required to take a shvu that he wasn't negligent, was taken aback when the zoo veterinarian who recognized him and said, "Hey, remember your past deeds," which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Keshem she'ona b'mecho chmemkar, just as there's ona in buying and selling, kach ona b'dvarim, so too there's ona with words. The Mishnah gives several illustrations. One should not ask a merchant for an item's price if he has no intention to buy it. And one should not tell about tshuva, zuchor ma'asecha rishonim, remember your past deeds. So the Baal Tshuva Shliach, who was upset when he lost the shkolim he was transporting, when he stopped to visit a zoo and realized that now he would be required to take a shvu that he wasn't negligent, was taken aback when the zoo veterinarian who recognized him and said, "Hey, remember your past deeds," was rebuked by Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper, who said, "Onas Dvarim is worse than Onas Mamon," which reminds Rabbi Yochanan quoted Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, "Gadol Onas Dvarim me Onas Mamon." Verbal wronging is a greater sin than monetary wronging because the Torah writes V'yareis me'alkalcha concerning the former and not the latter. Rabbi Elazar says that Onas Dvarim is worse because it harms the person's self and the other only harms his money. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says that monetary ona is nitan l'hishavon, subject to possible repayment, but Onas Dvarim cannot be undone. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a knight. So here goes. The knight, that must be on Daf Nun Tes. The knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street, which reminds Rav Yochanan said, Nokol Adam Shiyavo Asafik Eshes Ish, is better for a person that he had relations with someone who is possibly married, while Yalbim Pnei Chavero Barabim, rather than shame his fellow in public. A similar statement, Nokol Adam Shiyapil Atzmo Kivshin Eish, it's better for a person that he fling himself into a fiery furnace, while Yalbim Pnei Chavero Barabim, rather than embarrass his fellow in public. This can be demonstrated from Tamar, who was willing to be executed by burning rather than shame Yehuda in public. So, the knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street spoke harshly to his wife, who easily started to cry, which reminds us, Rav said, Lo'om yeh adam zar ba'onas ishto, a person must always be careful about offending his wife, shematoshi dimasa matsuya onasa krova, because since her tears come easily, the punishment for offending her is close by to come. Later, Rabbi Chelbo said, Lo'om yeh adam zar ba'kvod ishto, a person must always be careful about his wife's honor. She'ein bracha matsuya betok beiso shel adam el bishvil ishto, because bracha is only found in a person's house because of his wife. As the pasuk says, Avram hitiv ba'avurah, and he treated Avram well because of Sarah. And the Marsha explains, the pasuk is darshan to refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the knight who came home after being embarrassed in public for wearing his armor out in the street spoke harshly to his wife, who easily started to cry. When he asked her how a carob tree landed in their oven next to a caved-in wall and why a stream was flowing backwards through their kitchen, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of the Tanur Shel Achnai, with Rabbi Yezer attempting to prove that the halacha goes according to him, using a carob tree, a stream flowing backwards, walls caving in, and a baskol. And Rabbi Yeshua's response of, Lo b'shamayimi. Daf Samach, so the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers, that must mean we're on Daf Samach. The happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain and mild wine into strong wine, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ein ma'arvin peros b'peros, sellers may not mix produce from one field into produce from another field when selling in produce on the second field, even if both grains are equally new, and he certainly cannot mix new grain into old grain for a purchase of old grain, which produces more flour. One may mix strong wine into mild wine where mild wine has been purchased, because the strong wine improves it. So, the happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain and mild wine into strong wine, and put stickers on the nut packages to encourage children to come, which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Yehuda says, "Oyechal kachen v'nikolayus v'agozim v'tinokos." A storekeeper may not distribute toasted grain or nuts to the children, mifnei shu margilin lavoitz, because he accustoms them to come to him. The coming permitted, which the Gemara explains, is because the other storekeepers can offer other treats, such as figs. So the happy storekeeper who used different colored smiley face stickers to remember not to mix new grain into old grain and mild wine into strong wine, and put stickers on the nut packages to encourage children to come, had two big red frowning Neshach and Tarbi stickers pasted to a shop where a man lent money with interest. Which reminds, the Gemara concludes that the rights of Neshach and Tarbi is Chad Milsihi, and Rava says that the Torah only divided them into two terms, Lavor Labishne Lavin, so that one should be liable for violating two prohibitions for these two concepts. Daf Samachov, so the Simmer Daf Samachov is a saw, and we use the magician doing a sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The magician who saw the man in thirds, magician sawing a person in thirds, that must be on Daf Samachov, saw. The magician who saw the man in thirds, who was guilty of ribis, gezela, and onah, which reminds us, Rav explains why it was necessary for the Torah to write the prohibition of ribis, gezel, and onah, all which are illegally taking someone's property. So, the magician who saw the man in thirds, who was guilty of ribis, gezela, and onah, who then had some ribis, tzitzis, false weights, and shratzim, float magically above a sheet depicting Yetzias Yisraim, which reminds us, Rav explains why the Torah mentioned Yetzias Yisraim in connection with ribis, tzitzis, and false weights. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani hu shehivchanti b'Mitzrayim ben tipa shel bechor l'tipa she'eino shel bechor. I am he who discerned in Mitzrayim between a drop of semen which bore a firstborn and a drop which did not bear a firstborn, regarding Malchus Bechoros, meaning where one woman had relations with multiple men and bore firstborns for them. So too, I'm the one who will ultimately discern and punish those who lend money with interest, falsely claiming the money is the Gentiles, those who bury their weights in salt to cheat with them, and those who dyed tzitzis with indigo and claim it's the chelas. So the magician who saw the man in thirds, who was guilty of ribis, gezel, and onah, who then had some ribis, tzitzis, false weights, and shratzim float magically above the sheet depicting Yetzias Yisraim, concluded his show by having three dayanim appear to collect ribis katsutsa, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar says, ribis katsutsa yotza b'dayanim, fixed ribbis, being prearranged at the original loan, is collected by the judges, meaning based and forces the lender to refund biblically prohibited interest of the borrower. Avak ribbis, enu yotzba diyanim, secondary ribbis, literally the dust of ribbis, meaning any ribbis which is only rabbinically prohibited, is not collected by the judges. Rabbi Yochanan says that even regarding ribbis katsutsa, basin does not force the lender to refund the interest. Three sources are provided for Rabbi Yochanan. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff to discuss what is done in the case of shkalim that were sent with shluchim, which were then lost or stolen? That's on daf Nun Ches. Good. Number two, which stuff do we discuss haramis ribbis? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss why the Torah wrote a separate law for gezel ribbis and onah? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number four, which daf do we discuss regarding the case of two people stranded with only enough water for one of them? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number five, which daf do we have the mice with Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanur Shel Achnai? That's on daf Nun Tes. Good. Number six, which daf when ribbis does not apply to Hekdesh? That's on daf Nun Zion. Good. Number seven, which daf do malchus if the lender is exempt from malchus because of a kumva asay? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number eight, which daf do discuss why Yetzias Yisrael was written by ribbis, tzitzis, false weights, and shratzim? That's on daf Samachov. Good. Number nine, which daf do malchus if a storekeeper can distribute nuts to children to accustom them to come? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we malchus if ribbis katsutsa yotzu b'dayanim, whether it's collected by the dayanim? That's on daf Samachov. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.